Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, welcome back. The state of our local sports scene right now. Here's the updates if you're just getting in your car from work. Kerryon Johnson to the IR. Knee procedure, i.e. surgery. He's toast. He can hope to come back. He's gone until at least Week 14 or whatever it is. It's an eight-week designation on the IR. Josh Langford at Michigan State, out till at least January, the same foot. Blake Griffin, out for a few weeks. What did Shams report? Oh, look, bottom line, he's going to be out the better part of a month because by the time he comes back, he's got to ramp up and they're not going to play him 35 minutes a night. The point is, he's hurt. Then the Lions just traded Quandre Diggs, who they just signed to a three-year deal, and now he's gone. What would have changed where you made him a centerpiece at $7 million a year on a three-year deal? It's not like you're going to sneak a medical problem by someone and go, oh, we signed a guy who's now got a degenerative knee. Well, Seattle would find out about it. Like, why?
Something had to have happened. Maybe it's something behind closed doors. We don't know. I don't know. Because you're giving away your starting safety. It's making $7 million a year cap hit. You give him away for a fifth-round pick?
Unless somehow
I get it. He
Walker
hasn't been-
and Will Harris or whatever his name, and like unless they are so impressive that you felt Diggs could go, but Diggs can play a little corner and safety.
Right.
Diggs is your biggest hitter. You don't sign a guy $7 million for 3 years and then by week eight go, nah, we're out.
And I get it. If you want to say, hey, Quandre Diggs hasn't been as good this year as he was last year, that's totally fine, but still.
He's also been hurt.
Right, still. It doesn't warrant being just traded and shipped away for a fifth-round pick. By the way, Darius Slay just went on Twitter.
Oh,
and
God,
and
here
commented,
we go.
And he was dropping some swear words. He said, this some bull bleep here.
Okay.
Max Harrison, too. Wow, no way.
Yeah, guys, listen to my words. I've said from the beginning, I think Matt Patricia is a dumpster fire, okay? Look at where we are right now. They've lost three straight games. For the second straight year, they're sellers before the deadline. For the second straight year, your defense has gotten worse with a defensive-minded head coach. And now you got guys in that locker room that are none too pleased that a starter, a guy you pencil in every week, a guy you paid good money to, and mind you, a guy you just signed, you just shipped him out of town. If you're going to do that, you may as well trade Marvin Jones while you're at it. May as well. Pat's, what, Atlanta got a two for Sanu? Emmanuel Sanders off a torn Achilles. Denver got a 3 and a 4. You may as well trade Jones while we're at it. I mean, what really are we doing here?
There has to be more coming. There's no other explanation for this.
Is this thing on?
Ed Werder actually on Twitter.
Guys, we are in the midst of a bleep storm of local sports news. I even if you just want to bang your head off the steering wheel, I'd love to talk to you about any and all of this. This is chaos.
Ed Werder had just tweeted this out. Lions appear to be sellers bowing out of contention. Defensive players react unfavorably, talking about Snacks and Slay on Twitter. That is absolutely telling. When you have, say what you want about it, but you have Quandre Diggs, who is clearly one of the most liked players in that locker room, from all that you've read and heard before.
Sets the physical tone.
And to be a well-liked player, you know you're going to make a move like this that pisses guys on your team off in your locker room. I mean, that's telling. The organization isn't going to make this move unless something happened or unless they're just being sellers.
And
more's going to come.
I'm fine being sellers. I'm surprised at the first person they chose to trade. Generally, you look to who doesn't have a contract. Then you look to guys who have a year left. To trade a guy that you just signed and he's got an additional 2 years left, that is a very surprising pivot. The positive angle, maybe they love their young safeties. I don't know. I don't know what to say. But I'll tell you this, I wouldn't stop there. Keep going at this point. You're going to tear it down? Tear it down. Kerryon Johnson's out for the year. Slay might not be right for several weeks with the hammy. Snacks is dealing with a groin. The hell's the difference at this point? They're toast. They're lousy. The Blake Griffin stuff, we can't even start the season with any decent hope there. Diggs for a fifth. Why didn't we get Penny in that trade? Because Seattle's not dumb. Slay is angry on social media. That's the last straw. I was a Quinn Patricia supporter, but a fifth-round pick after just signing him? That's awful. Based on the volume of bad news alone, this has to be one of the worst days ever in sports history. Burn everything to the ground. I don't know, man. The Kerryon news is bad enough. And then the Diggs stuff. Then the Blake stuff. The Lankford stuff. The Harbaugh report. Jesus. Mary and Joseph. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to say this because it's...
I need a drink.
Can I interest you in some Coppercraft?
Yes.
It's something that I'm just kind of thinking about because...
Roberto, call your bar. Grab two seats.
What do we hear? Patriot Way, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, they're trying to build a culture, right? They want to talk about the importance of building a culture, getting the right kinds of players, and signing the type of players they want. They just signed this guy because he was a player they identify that they want for their culture, Patriot Way, those keywords. And now they just shipped out one of the most respected guys and liked guys in the locker room. How does it make any sense from a building culture type standpoint unless this is the first domino and we're about to see over the next couple weeks just an absolute Lions fire sale?
Do me a favor. I'm sure Dave's got a right. See if you can grab Burkett for 5:30. I'd like to talk to Dave and just get his spin on this. And he's certainly going to be as close to it as anybody. I mean, what am I supposed to do? What the hell am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to talk about? I mean, in February, we're going to be comparing hot dogs and chili recipes. I mean, we don't have anything in this town. All right, just here, tell people about booze or whatever you're going to do, and then we'll hear from Rieger, and we'll take some phone calls. Jesus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.